Right, folks, told you our special guests are the Wonder Villains, and we're going to hear from them shortly. But while we're getting ready to play live, oh yes, here's the new single. Yeah, Wonder Villains, and that's 33, the new single. How you doing?
Good.
All right.
You're looking very good form. It's Monday. You know, everybody else in here is like, oh,
it's sunny.
Monday,
you know?
We're not at school. We're good.
Right. How old are you anyway? Because I know you've been doing this for a wee while.
I am 20.
I am just 21, so I'm a little older.
22, I'm even older.
No, you don't look it. No. You do. No, no, only joking, only joking, you know. But how long has the Wonder Villains been going?
We've kind of been going now, like 4 years,
yeah.
I think.
God,
which
yeah,
is really long.
That is quite long.
When you're only 20.
Yeah, lifetime. I mean, you wouldn't go out with anyone for 4 years when you're that age.
Exactly.
So, and the band's a big commitment, you know. And I know there are family relationships and all on here. I won't go into that. I couldn't picture being in a band with my sister. There would be murder. Seriously, but that's a sort of a whole different thing. What was the first gig you all did? Do you know? Do you remember?
Ooh. Yeah. When they first started, like the band, it was just me and Shaneen playing. So we would play like keyboards, guitar, and then hit drums with our feet and stuff.
Serious?
And we played.
Yeah,
we played a gig
it was
with
really
school
difficult
in Derry.
It was a battle of the bands, but we came second for our first gig. That's
although,
pretty impressive.
Was your granny not like cheating?
That's true. My granny voted a lot.
So like we came second.
Ah,
yeah, but it was
granny.
That was our first gig, but our first gig, all four of us, was in Belfast actually, in the OES Centre.
That's right.
Yeah.
Live on the internet.
And we got to play a cover, and we played Fives Keep On Moving, and it was just a great
what a strange day. Choice of cover.
It was.
You know?
Yeah. Great change.
You know? Fair play, you know, a band in your position might say, let's do a Nirvana or Sonic Youth or something. No, we're doing Five.
When the rainy days are dying. That was great.
Just do it now.
No. Please. You know, with the greatest respect to all the Five fans that are listening. So you're not from Belfast, but the Belfast crowd seemed to have taken you to their hearts very early on.
They have.
Were you aware of that? You know, you were being talked about here, you know.
Yeah, it was really cool because when we played, one of our first shows was up in Belfast, and then it was like only our third show ever as the band, and like we met our manager that day, and he's from Belfast, so like we've kind of always had a really strong connection with Belfast, like more than Derry in some ways.
Yeah,
and like the radio and stuff would play us more up here than in Derry.
Yeah, because you know what it's like. You can be brilliant in your street, and then you go outside it, and it's like, who are you again? And you know, but you're an outsider no matter where you go. But I mean, you're doing very well. Have you been gigging in England or anything, or what's been happening for you?
We have been in the past. We haven't really this summer. We've been kind of just chilling out, but we've played around the UK a few times, kind of toured with a couple of bands, and that was really fun, and we might do that again.
Is it fun? But I mean, was it sort of back of the transit van thing from gig to gig?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, it's horrendous.
It was perfect.
No.
I was telling my mom about it, and she was just like, oh my god, that sounds awful. And I was like, no, it was amazing. Just in a van, not sleeping, just sitting there all day. It sounds awful, most fun.
Your enthusiasm is still intact, and you still do that. No, that's terrific. So this is a single. Is there an album or anything in the pipeline, or what's going on?
The album is recorded, and it's called Rocky, which is about
the manager who convinced us to like Belfast and move up here. So
album is recorded. It's coming out hopefully.
Who's your manager? Rocky who?
Rocky O'Reilly.
I know Rocky.
Yes,
great sound engineer and everything else. Yes,
great lad.
See, Belfast, the village, everybody knows everybody. Talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
Did he work on the recordings that you did?
He did.
Yeah, we recorded the album with him, so it was. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it was useless paying someone else to do it when he's in house. You know, but he's very good. Some brilliant stuff he's done in the past. So the single's coming out 9th of September. Are you doing it? Well, you're doing gigs. You're going to be in Edinburgh, but that's not until November.
That's true.
You normally sort of get your single out and then a load of gigs around, so people can go and download our single now.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be in Belfast around that time anyway, maybe like a party gig or something.
Yeah. You're doing the Limelight. Is that you're on tour with They Might Be Giants? Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
What a cool gig.
I know. I'm so excited.
Really cool gig. A Birdhouse and what was the TV program they did the theme to?
Malcolm in the Middle.
You're Not the Boss of Me. Yeah. Great song. So you should just go on and do all those covers. You should do those.
For their set.
Just and play five. Their set before.
Yeah. But that's a cool gig for you to be doing. You know, it's not as if you're playing along with some big corporate backed act. You know, they're a good band.
They're so cool.
Yeah, cool as anything. So what about your own show? Is it a lively thing when you play a live gig?
It is indeed.
We have been told that we are quite lively on stage.
No, it's kind of like, I remember one time I was kind of feeling a bit sick when we were playing. I was like, I couldn't jump as much, and it was just so awful. Like, it's non-stop jumping when we're playing. It's so awful.
We always say, like, in the song we're going to play, when we play it live, there's like a lot of jumping, and there's like an extended, like, rock and roll end, and me and Ian are almost faint every single time we play it. Like, it's so we probably take the jumping a bit too far.
You don't go to see the Wonder Villains just to sort of sit there. It's not like
it's where we dance.
It's always a very sweaty show. Don't want to say it, like, but I just did.
So. Don't hug us straight after. You've got to give us a bit of time.
Good stuff. folks, you have been warned, you know, really. So you got those gigs in November. I mean, do you know what happens next year? Or, I mean, what kind of, you know, how planned are events?
It's so hard to predict. I mean, it's a lot of things are up in the air and in the moment, which is good as well. But I'm pretty sure there's an album. I've seen it. I remember recording it, I think.
Yeah.
And so that's a definite. But aside of that, I'm sure things will spring up.
Is it frustrating for you as writers and everything else? You go, oh, great idea for a song. You go and work on it, you practice it, and then you record it. And then, whoa, no one's heard it yet. And then it can be months down the line, you know, before it actually gets out there. Is that quite annoying?
Yes, it just makes the payoff even greater when you can finally let people hear it. But it's the long game, I suppose. It's never going to be straight out there in the same day. Yeah. That would be great if it could.
Yeah.
This one's weird too, because we're like in the middle of writing our second album, and like the first one isn't out yet, so it's kind of like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What song is what?
And then if you're out playing live next year and people want to hear the album you've done, no, we've got these new songs. Well, they're new and they're better. You know, and I suppose you got to just time when you release everything to the public, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to sing us a song. What are you going to do?
We are going to play our song Ferrari.
Right. Mm-hmm. While you're getting ready and swap chairs and everything else, we're going to play just a wee a collection of snippets Kathy put together. On, on, have to run, young, yeah, we have fun, distant drums into the sun, sun. Sample of the talent that is owned by the Wonder Villains. Right, folks, you're going to play one for us? Go ahead.
You trying to hide, but you don't know that we'll try and find you again. I wish I wore glasses, then I'd look so cool. She wears them in her hair every day at school. I swapped my brother for a Pokemon card, shiny Charizard. You to be free, but can you still not stay with me? Monopoly every night, get out of jail for free. We all know that you're alive, and we want you trying to hide, but you don't know that we'll try and find you. I wish we had a car and we could run so fast we could make it out of here, cause I've done the math. And then we'd fall from the top and they'll stare at us, but I don't know why. Cause we know we're young and we don't know, but we'll still have fun and we'll make our show. I wish we had the time, we could write it down, but I don't know where. I wish I wore glasses, then I'd look so cool. She wears them in her hair every day at school. I swapped my brother for a Pokemon card, shiny Charizard. Oh, I said I wish I wore glasses, then I'd look so cool. She wears them in her hair every day at school. I swapped my brother for a Pokemon card, shiny Charizard.
Brilliant. Listen, thanks very much. Thank you, folks. Okay, so we gotta wait until November for the live gigs, unless you get something sorted for the single. You'll have a party. Okay, listen, thanks very much.